Actress Margaret, or Peg Phillips, was quite a survivor. She survived polio, Pearl Harbor, her husband was based there, peritonitis, two divorces, and a career as an accountant. Peg Phillips died last week at age 84. She was 65 and retired when she took acting lessons and began a second career that must have been second nature. After a few years in community theater, she got the part of the shopkeeper Ruth Ann Miller in the tiny town of Sicily, Alaska, on the 1990s TV show Northern Exposure. We remember her here with special fondness because in 1995, her character, Ruth Ann, who dispensed folksy wisdom to her neighbors, did what any literate, astute, small-town social chronicler with an ear for dialect and an eye for detail would do. She wrote a commentary for All Things Considered. Not in real life, mind you, but we did provide Northern Exposure with a real-sounding introduction.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the view from Sicily. Not the balmy Mediterranean Isle, but Sicily, Alaska, where Ruth Ann Miller, age 76, runs a store that sells a wide assortment of goods to a wide assortment of characters.
Quiet back there!
I want to tell you about the time my friend Chris Stevens flung a piano with a medieval siege weapon known as a trebuchet. Chris is our local DJ, a self-taught, ex-con mail-order minister with a passion for the transcendent. The piano in question was a 1943 Baldwin upright, good solid mahogany.
As the episode unfolded, Ruth Ann experienced the plight of so many All Things Considered commentators. She became convinced that she could never equal her first success. Whether she became a longtime contributor, we don't really know, because Northern Exposure's run came to an end pretty soon afterwards. And while in my brief career as a fictional character, I seemed to like her work, Ruth Ann did hear a terse dissent uttered by the even more fictional Marilyn Whirlwind. On Northern Exposure, Marilyn was the perpetually deadpan doctor's receptionist.
Heard you on the radio.
Did you?
Hope the next one's funnier.
Actress Elaine Miles sharing a moment of dialogue with Peg Phillips, who died last week of lung disease at the age of 84.